This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's achievements and successes have sparked a new wave of hope across the globe. He said, "Today the whole world is saying that it is an era of India." Addressing an event organized by a private news channel in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said, "India is driving global growth today and moving at a faster pace on the path of development."
आज पूरी दुनिया कह रही है कि ये भारत की सदी है. भारत की उपलब्धियों ने, भारत की सफलताओं ने पूरे विश्व में एक नई उम्मीद जगाई है. जिस भारत के बारे में कहा जाता था ये खुद भी डूबेगा और हमें भी ले डूबेगा, वो भारत आज दुनिया की ग्रोथ को ड्राइव कर रहा है.
Prime Minister Modi said, "Today's India thinks big, sets ambitious targets and delivers remarkable results." Mr. Modi said, "India is among the top 5 countries in solar energy capacity." He said, 42 lakh crore rupees have been transferred into the accounts of the beneficiaries so far through direct benefit transfer. Mr. Modi said, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty. The Prime Minister said he wants to bring 1 lakh youngsters into politics and they should be first timers in their families. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized on the need for fostering partnerships with global cooperative organizations to expand the Indian cooperative sector. He also stressed on promoting organic products through cooperative organizations. The Prime Minister today chaired a high-level meeting to review the progress of the cooperative sector in the country. The meeting was attended by Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah and senior officials. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwani Vaishnav has said that India will develop its own graphics processing unit, GPU, within the next 3 to 4 years. He said that the cost of India's AI model computation, GPU, is the lowest in the world at around 67 rupees per hour after a 40% government subsidy. Launching the AI Kosh, AI Compute Portal and other AI-based initiatives in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said that 1 year ago, the India AI mission was approved by the cabinet and the country has achieved a lot in the field of artificial intelligence. He said that earlier, the government had set a target of 10,000 GPUs but has surpassed the target and reached 14,000. The minister said that in the coming 5 years, India will be among the top 5 nations in the world in key technology sectors like semiconductors, artificial intelligence and telecom. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today said that in order to build a progressive society, citizens must free themselves from untouchability, caste-based discrimination and inequalities. Addressing the Lok Mata Ahilya Bai Holkar Mahila Samman in New Delhi, Mr. Gadkari emphasized that the goal is to create a society based on equality where no one is considered superior or inferior. On the occasion, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, highlighted several initiatives being implemented by the government for the welfare of society. An active terrorist of Babbar Khalsa International BKI and an ISI module identified as Lajar Masi has been nabbed by the Uttar Pradesh Special Task Force STF and Punjab Police in a joint operation today. According to the UP STF, the operation was carried out in Kokraj Police Station area of Kaushambi district. The security personnel have recovered illegal arms and explosives, including 3 active hand grenades, 2 active detonators, 13 cartridges and 1 foreign-made pistol from the possession of the terrorist. The 86th meeting of the India-Bangladesh Joint River Commission began in Kolkata this morning. The problem of rivers flowing between India and Bangladesh will be a major issue of discussion, our correspondent reports. After the secretarial level meeting of the two countries, a 6-member technical committee, including representatives from both the countries, may be formed on the issue. In Indian Super League football, Punjab FC defeated Hyderabad FC 3-1 at Gachibowli Stadium in Hyderabad tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.